Welcome to another episode of the Mattress Advisory Podcast. I mean, imagine spending your hard-earned money on a premium luxury mattress. You know, you carry it into your bedroom, you're excited for the best sleep of your life, and then you find out months later that, like, just drinking a glass of water nearby completely vaporized your lifetime warranty.
Yeah, that is a nightmare scenario for sure.
It really is. So for today's deep dive, our mission is all about protecting your investment. But actually, real quick, before we even get into the article and all the hidden traps, I want to invite you to check out the links in the accompanying article for an exclusive discount. You're definitely going to want to grab that before you hit checkout.
Oh, totally. I mean, it's definitely a smart move to use those links, especially, you know, when you start to understand the true financial cost of voiding a warranty.
Right. Exactly. So let's get into it. You go out, you invest in a high quality bed, and specifically, we're looking at the Plank Firm by Brooklyn Bedding today. And you see that beautiful phrase printed in bold letters, right? Lifetime warranty.
Which sounds so reassuring.
It does. Naturally, you think you're covered forever. But here is the brutal reality check. A warranty is not like some magic impenetrable shield. It's a legally binding contract with extremely specific terms.
And those terms, they dictate exactly how you're supposed to interact with the product from the literal moment it leaves the warehouse. I mean, if you violate those terms, even accidentally or, you know, just intuitively doing what you think makes sense, that lifetime protection simply vanishes.
Right. It's just gone. So today we're exposing the surprisingly easy, almost innocent ways you might accidentally void your coverage. Whether you're staring at a compressed mattress in a box in your hallway right now, or you've been sleeping on your Plank Firm for a year, you need to know this.
Yeah, you really do.
Because knowing these hidden rules is literally the difference between getting a free replacement if something goes wrong or suffering a total out-of-pocket loss of your investment.
It fundamentally changes how you view the everyday object you sleep on. You know, it's not just a bed. It's a carefully engineered chemical product that requires, like, really strict documented maintenance.
And that journey, that required maintenance, it starts the very second the mattress arrives at your doorstep. The very first step you take, just unboxing the thing, can actually trigger your first warranty trap.
Oh yeah, the ticking clock begins immediately upon delivery.
It really does. So the Plank Firm ships compressed in a box, which usually takes about 5 to 7 days to arrive at your home. You get this incredibly heavy, dense package, and it is so tempting to just, like, slide it into the guest room or leave it in the garage until you're ready to deal with it.
Right, maybe while you finish painting the bedroom or something.
Exactly, but the guidelines strictly state it must be unboxed within 30 days. If you wait longer, and especially if you cross that 60-day mark, you actually damage the internal foam and completely void the warranty. Okay, let's unpack this. Wait, so I buy a bed, it arrives in a box, and if I keep it safely stored in my guest room while I renovate, I am somehow structurally traumatizing the foam.
What's fascinating here is the physical science behind high-density foam compression. I mean, when a mattress like the Plank Firm is manufactured, it's compressed under these massive industrial weights, folded, and then roll packed for shipping.
Right.
So the microscopic cellular structure of a polyurethane foam is placed under immense stress. Imagine millions of microscopic structural struts that make up the foam.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
When compressed, those tiny foam cells are essentially being crushed flat. Now, the manufacturer knows that the foam polymers have enough elasticity to bounce back, but only if they're released within a reasonable window of time.
So they're built to bend, but not stay bent forever. Like, leaving a foam mattress compressed in a box for 2 months is like vacuum sealing a sponge and expecting it to remember how to be fluffy.
That's a great way to put it, yeah. If you keep those polymer bonds stretched and crushed and vacuum sealed for over 60 days, they begin to undergo what materials scientists call compression set.
Compression set.
All right, they lose their structural memory. The cell walls actually start to break or permanently deform. So when you finally do unbox it, you know, 2 months later, the mattress won't expand properly to its full 10 inches. The edges will remain warped. And most importantly, it just won't provide the spinal support it was engineered to deliver.
Wow, you're literally breaking the bed before you even sleep on it just by ignoring the box. Oh,
precisely.
And then once you do open it in time, you have to let it breathe for like 3 to 5 hours to fully expand. But you can't just drop it anywhere to sleep. The rules surrounding the bed frame and foundation are intensely strict.
Oh, absolutely. The days of just tossing a mattress on whatever old frame you have lying around are absolutely over.
Yeah, when you look at the fine print of these warranties, there's a stark, almost brutal set of mathematical requirements. I mean, you need a slatted foundation where the wooden slats are no more than 4 inches apart. 4 inches.
Very specific.
Or you need a solid wood or metal platform or a modern adjustable base. If you use an old box spring, specifically one that's over 5 years old, or if you just throw the mattress directly on the floor because, you know, you like that minimalist aesthetic, your coverage is voided immediately.
And this is where it gets highly practical for you as the consumer. Brooklyn Bedding, like a lot of manufacturers actually, will ask for photographic proof of your bed frame setup if you ever try to file a warranty claim.
Wait, really? Pictures of the bed frame?
Oh, yeah. They want to see those slats. They want to measure the exact distance between them.
I mean, I hear the physics of it, but from a consumer standpoint, asking me to crawl under my bed with a tape measure and a camera to prove my innocence feels incredibly hostile. Shouldn't a premium product be a bit more robust? Like, why are they so obsessed with 4 inches?
I get that. It does feel adversarial, certainly. But you have to look at it from the materials engineering side. If slats are, say, 5 or 6 inches apart, human gravity just takes over.
Right.
The high-density foam begins to extrude or bulge through the gaps under the weight of two adult sleepers. Think of it like pressing dough through a slotted spoon.
Oh, gross, but I see it.
Yeah. Over time, those microsags create shearing forces that literally tear the foam from the bottom up. Or, you know, if you put it flat on the floor to be safe, you trap naturally occurring moisture underneath, entirely preventing airflow and encouraging mold growth within the core.
Okay, that's definitely a deal breaker.
Right. So the manufacturer is guaranteeing the mattress's performance, but only if you provide a mathematically supportive, breathable environment for it to rest on.
Okay, so you've mathematically proven your slat distance, you've got your measuring tape out, your slats are exactly 3 inches apart, and you've unboxed it within the first week. You're safe so far.
So far, yes.
Now you have to actually lift the mattress onto the frame. And this brings us to the unique anatomy of the plank firm and a highly deceptive trap waiting for new owners.
The physical design of this particular bed is quite specific, and it really dictates how you must handle it.
Yeah, so the plank firm is relatively thin compared to those, you know, massive luxury pillow tops. It's only 10 inches deep, but it packs a punch because it's a flippable, all foam bed offering two totally different firmness levels depending on which side faces up.
Right, the dual-sided feature.
Exactly. One side is standard firm, which is rated an 8 out of 10. The other side is ultra firm, a full 10 out of 10. So this is a bed primarily designed for back sleepers, heavier individuals, or people who just need extreme unyielding support. It is generally not recommended for side sleepers because there simply isn't enough give for the hips and shoulders to sink in.
It is essentially a solid, highly dense block of structural support foam.
Right. And because it's a solid, heavy block, you have to maneuver it. And here is the trap. The mattress has handles sewn onto the sides. Naturally, you'd grab them to lift it onto the bed.
You'd think so.
But the warranty rules explicitly state these handles are strictly decorative. Lifting, carrying, or dragging the mattress by these handles can tear the cover materials and immediately void the warranty. Okay, let's unpack this. Why attach handles to a heavy object if pulling them voids the warranty? I mean, it's like putting fake, sewn-shut pockets on a winter coat. Wait, if I pull the handle, shouldn't the whole bed move with it? That's how my old innerspring worked. Why would an all-foam bed just rip?
I know, it is incredibly counterintuitive to see a handle and be told not to pull it. But the engineering reality of an all-foam mattress explains why. Traditional innerspring mattresses have rigid steel borders, right? Like a thick wire frame that runs around the entire perimeter of bed.
Yeah, the wire that kind of holds the shape.
Exactly. When you pull a handle on a spring mattress, that handle is anchored to that steel wire, distributing your pulling force across the entire rigid skeleton of the bed. But the plank firm, however, is pure foam. It has no internal metal skeleton at all.
Oh, so pulling a 100-pound foam block by a 2-inch piece of fabric isn't like dragging a sled on a rope?
Not at all. Without that steel wire skeleton, it's like trying to pull a massive block of heavy dough by a single tiny pinch.
It's just going to tear right off in your hand.
Exactly. All of the pulling force, the entire dead weight of the mattress, is concentrated on the tiny square of fabric where that handle is stitched to the foam cover. The foam simply lacks the lateral tensile strength to handle that kind of localized pulling stress.
That makes total sense when you explain it like that.
So, to protect the structural integrity of those high-density layers, you must lift from the bottom, sliding your hands completely underneath the mattress, and you absolutely must use two people. The handles are there merely to help you subtly guide or pivot the mattress once it is already bearing its own weight, not to bear the load of a deadlift.
That is wild. You really have to treat it like a piece of delicate, heavy machinery when you're moving it.
You really do.
So we've established you need two people to carefully cradle this giant block of dough. But the risks don't stop once the bed is lying perfectly flat on those meticulously measured slats. The next threat to your warranty is just you living your everyday life on it. Because there's a zero tolerance policy on stains and heat.
Oh, this is exactly where a lot of people lose their coverage without even realizing it until it's too late.
Yeah, liquid damage is a strict deal breaker. A single stain from night sweats or like a spilled drink automatically voids the warranty if the mattress becomes moisture saturated. The guidelines say a waterproof protector is practically mandatory from day one. You really shouldn't even eat or drink in bed.
It's highly risky.
Plus, the famous law tag, the one that legally warns, "Do not remove under penalty of law," actually matters for the warranty here. Tearing that tag off completely invalidates your coverage. But I have to push back here. I get a company not wanting to replace a bed with a gross, ruined cover, but why on earth would a superficial coffee stain void a warranty claim for a structural defect, like the internal foam sagging or cracking in the middle?
This raises an important question about the chemical nature of polyurethane foam itself. It isn't just about the manufacturer being picky about aesthetics or hygiene. Moisture chemically degrades foam over time in a destructive process called hydrolysis.
Hydrolysis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Water isn't just wet. In this context, it acts as a solvent. When liquid penetrates the cover and saturates the foam, it begins to interact with the urethane linkages in the polymer chains. It literally acts like microscopic scissors, cutting the chemical bonds that give the foam its structural support and resilience.
Wait, so the spilled water or sweat is actually dissolving the support structure of the bed?
In a slow chemical sense, yes. It compromises the core material. So if you call the manufacturer 2 years later and say, "Hey, my mattress is sagging and cracking," but they find moisture saturation during their inspection, they cannot definitively determine if the foam failed due to a factory defect, or because you introduced a solvent like water, coffee, or sweat into the chemical matrix.
Ah.
Right. A warranty strictly protects against manufacturing defects, not lifestyle accidents.
That totally reframes how I think about drinking a glass of water in bed. I mean, it's not just a potential stain on the fabric, it's a potential chemical attack on the polymer bonds of the bed.
Precisely. And the exact same logic applies to heat. Electric blankets and heating pads are a massive hidden danger.
Heating pads, really?
Yes. Applying localized sustained heat to memory foam or high-density foam accelerates its aging process through thermal degradation. It essentially bakes the foam, causing it to lose its elasticity, off-gas prematurely, and dry out, which leads directly to early cracking and loss of support.
So you are literally cooking the durability right out of your expensive mattress. You have to maintain a perfectly neutral, dry environment just to keep the contract valid.
You do. You are managing a chemical environment as much as a sleep environment.
That chemical breakdown accelerates aging. And that aging brings us to the most inevitable phase of mattress ownership, the long-term wear and tear, because nothing lasts forever. When you read the fine print, there is a stark, almost brutal difference between what is considered normal wear and what legally qualifies as a warranty-covered defect.
Yes, the transition from a brand-new mattress to an aged mattress is heavily regulated by those warranty terms.
Normal softening of the foam over the years is not covered. If the bed just feels a bit less firm than day one, that is entirely on you. A defect is officially defined as a physical sag or impression greater than 1.5 inches. Let me repeat that, 1.5 inches.
It's a very specific measurement.
Right. And to prevent uneven wear from your body weight, you're required to rotate the mattress 180 degrees every 3 to 6 months. Also, you have to keep your proof of purchase, an email receipt, or a clear photo of a paper receipt. Without that evidence, no claims will be honored. Oh, and if you just decide you hate the bed early on, the return policy states you have to complete a 30-night adjustment period within a 120-night sleep trial, email their support team, and pay a $99 return fee.
There is a significant amount of process to manage there, especially concerning that sagging threshold.
There really is. But here's where it gets really interesting. Let's visualize the math and the ergonomics on that defect rule. I mean, the plank firm is a 10-inch mattress. They won't consider it defective unless it sags more than 1.5 inches. That means you have to have a 15% dip in the total depth of your mattress before the warranty kicks in.
It's quite deep.
Yeah, biologically speaking, if my hips are sinking 1.5 inches lower than my shoulders on a bed designed for ultra-firm support, my spinal alignment is completely wrecked. For a back sleeper, that is practically sleeping in a hammock. I'm just shocked that the threshold for a defect is set that deeply into the material.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it reveals the true nature of a lifetime warranty in the bedding industry. A 1.5-inch impression is indeed substantial, especially on a mattress designed to be an 8 or a 10 on the firmness scale. Your lumbar support would be severely compromised long before that mark.
Exactly.
What this shows us is that a lifetime warranty isn't a free pass for a constantly pristine, pain-free sleep experience. It is a mutual agreement. The manufacturer guarantees that the core materials won't catastrophically fail, but only if you, the consumer, meticulously document your purchase, painstakingly maintain the chemical and physical sleep environment, physically rotate the heavy foam block regularly, and tolerate a mathematically defined amount of material fatigue.
It really puts the responsibility back on the owner. It's like owning a sports car, you know? You can't skip your oil changes for 5 years, park it in the sun every day, and then demand a new engine under warranty when it stops running perfectly.
Exactly. When you buy the mattress, you are agreeing to be a steward of the product. And if you lose that digital receipt, or if you forget to take a picture of your carefully spaced slats before you file a claim, the burden of proof falls entirely on you and the legal contract is voided.
So what does this all mean? Let's do a quick rapid-fire recap so you can actually enjoy your new mattress without a cloud of legal anxiety hanging over your head. If you order the plank firm, unbox it within 30 days to avoid crushing the cellular memory. Grab a tape measure and make sure the slats on your bed frame are strictly less than 4 inches apart so the foam doesn't extrude.
Very important.
Right. When you move the bed onto that frame, ignore those decorative handles and lift from the bottom with a friend so you don't tear the cover. Put a waterproof cover on it before you sleep on it for the very first time to stop hydrolysis. Keep the coffee and the baking heating pads out of the bed. And for the love of a good night's sleep, keep your digital receipt permanently starred in your inbox.
It sounds like a lot of rules, but it really just comes down to intentional protective care of the materials.
It does. And speaking of being protective of your assets, before we wrap up, I want to explicitly remind you to check out the links in the article right now to get that exclusive discount on your purchase. I mean, if you're going to invest in a premium sleep experience, you might as well save some money while doing it.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we close out this deep dive, there's one final thought I'd like to leave you with. We so often view warranties as a safety net, a generous protection policy provided by the brand to keep us safe and secure in our purchase. But given how intensely strict these rules are, from measuring slat spacing down to the exact inch, to navigating perfectly camouflaged decorative handles, to policing our bedroom temperatures, and preventing chemical solvent attacks from a glass of water, is a lifetime warranty actually designed to protect the consumer? Or is it perhaps a brilliant psychological tool designed by the manufacturer to legally train us to be better, more cautious caretakers of their product?
Wow, that is a fascinating way to look at it. You think you're buying an unbreakable safety net, but maybe you're just signing a strict maintenance contract. Definitely something to mull over the next time you look at that lifetime guarantee tag on any product. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.